Baishai, we return to Simin Aleph, Sif Aleph, which we began last week. And as is expected, the very beginning of Chayshe Mishpat introduces us, Hilchas Dayanim, to the rules of the right of Dayanim to Paskin, and where it comes from, and which dinim they paskin. So we learned last week the concept of Shlichus Sayu Ka'av Dinam. We'll go through Sif Aleph again. The side with which Chayshe Mishpah begins is that min ha-Torah you need a Bez Nishal Smukhin. Smukhin is a straight, unbroken line from Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Smukhin. We're going to have on the second side of Sif Aleph a bit of a description of it. But that's something I think we all know, that you need a real smicha. The smicha that we give today is not that smicha. And min hadin today, we could not be paskening dinei mamon. Just like today, we don't pasken dinei nefashis or dinei malkis. Min hadin, we wouldn't pasken dinei mamon either. However, there's a concept of shlichus sayu ka'av dinan, that we do the shlichus of those who had smicha. There are two levels to shlichus sayu. One is Gemara in Bava Kama, I believe it was Pei Beis. Even when the Beis Hamikdash stood, and in Eretz Yisrael there was a bezin of smuchim, but there was a community of Jews in Bavel during the Bayashed, the entire period of the Bayasheni. And in Bavel, how could they paskin? They would have to get someone who got smicha at Eretz Yisrael to move there. How could they Bavel paskin? So already then, shlichasayu ka'av dinan. The smuchim in Eretz Yisrael who were alive said that the chachmei Bavel are empowered through shluchei shalom kavaisai to do, to paskin the dinan. Then, after the korban, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was Meister Nefesh to continue the smicha. He's one of the Asara Rugi Malchus. Risked his life. It says he took five Talmidim. And the Romans said that whoever gets smicha will be killed. The city in which smicha is given will be destroyed. So he went to, we say in the Kinnis, to the mountains between two cities and gave smicha to continue the smicha. So Tanoim still had smicha, but eventually the Romans were able to abolish the smicha. And today we have no smicha. So the last smuchim created a shlichasayu ka'av dinan that's perpetual, that continues through the dairis. And today the batei dinan paskin with the rule of shlichasayu ka'av dinan.
Why not everything?
So because there's some wisdom to what the Torah says, only smuchim should do it. So they said that we're going to violate, really, the din d'oraisa and say non-smuchim should do it. Only that which is urgent. What's urgent are things that involve chasar and kiss, that involve a loss of money. It's not urgent to be able to paskin that a ganav pays kefil. But for tikkun olam, it's urgent that we be able to paskin that a ganav pays back. So, things that are shchiach, that happen often, and things that are v'altasar and kiss, if you have both conditions, then shechasayu ka'av dinan. That's Sif Aleph.
Why don't you say, eislasis
rashan? It was not necessary. We could do shechasayu, it's not necessary to invoke the eislasis, right? Shechasayu preempted that. Could be, had they not shechasayu, we would say such a thing. This continues for generations.
So
that's a good question. Nowadays, it's not common for an ox to gore anybody. Right? Where did all the oxen go? I don't know, they all disappeared. Like they had Lexus. Where were all the horses before they invented the car? Everybody had a horse or two. Where are all the horses? Anyway, be that as it may, the question is legitimate. How do we decide what's common? So it'll be discussed here in the Farsha Masif Aleph. So we'll review the beginning. We started Sif Aleph. Let's start again from the beginning. It's easy. Mechaber bizman hazeh donin adayonim dinei haydois valvois. The other paskin rules haydois valvois. The sma beis, the first wide line, translated haydois valvois means you have dinei mamin. How do you have testimony for dinei mamin? Haydois, witnesses who say he's maida, he owes the money. Or havais, the witnesses who saw the original loan, the original eschayvus mamin, uksubas isha, which is shchiyach, the yerushais umatanais. The chiddush of yerushais is that even though a yerusha, you might say it's not chsarin kis, some of us get a yerusha, it's all extra money. It's not chsarin kis. Not true. Since yerusha is automatic. When someone dies and leaves the Yerusha, it becomes the inheritance of the person of Yarsha Zampidin. So now, Sarin Kis, if someone tries to cheat him out of it, the same thing, Matanais, Umazik Mamin Chaveirai, and someone who does damage to his friend's possessions, Sheheim Advarim Hamitsuyin Tamin, the Kamin, those are the two conditions that you need. The matzui and there is chesaron kis. Things that are not common, even if there is chesaron kis, that we don't pass. Now, before we go to Kagain, on this side of page, Kagain behema shechavla b'chaverta. That's the mazik of Karen. We say in the Gemara that Shein Regal Ashchiach, an animal that eats something it likes, even if it belongs to someone else, that's common. A regal, an animal walking through the street and damaging something, well, Mishasurab is Potter, but even though it's someone's Rishus and breaking, it's Shchiach. So that's not what the Shulchan Aruch means. Behema Shechavla B'chavrita means Karen. A behema that does, that's chayvel through the mazik of Karen. So a car, we're going to speak about a car in a minute. A car is Adam HaMazik. Now you have to understand, there are a lot of elementary school rebellion that say, sharp is not as a car. Not true. If a man takes a hammer and he breaks someone's window, that's not the mazik of hammer. It's the mazik of Adam. The hammer didn't break anything. The person used the hammer to break something. That's Adam HaMazik. If Adam takes a car and drives it into someone else's car, that's Adam HaMazik. It's not Shar. If someone takes a Shar and he picks it up and he uses it to break a window, that's Adam HaMazik. It's not Shar HaMazik.
That's a hammer.
It's a hammer. I know.
So,
what about self-driving cars? So, what about self-driving cars? So, the question is, who's the mazik in the self-driving car? Is the one who programmed it or the one who started it going? So I'm not sure. It's certainly true that if you push a button and you start a saw going and the saw cuts up something, it's not a mazik. So that's for sure. Now, something that where the problem is in the way it's programmed, I'm not sure. But at any rate, the Adam HaMazik is any time a person uses something to be mazik.
Is there Hanah from Karen? Is there Hanah?
Karen is not Hanah. Shane is Yeshana Lazekai, Regel is Derech Hiluchai, and Karen is the Kabbalah Sela Hazik. If it has Hanah or not, it doesn't matter. Now, there's an important shachs of cotton bays. All the mafarshim on the page weigh in, and almost everyone disagrees with him. The shachs says, "Bein mishachavla hu adin nizak in the eishu bar." The same thing, eish and bar. Now, what does it mean, hu adin? Well, bein mishachavla, we don't judge bizman hazeh. Not shchiach. Says hu adin nizak in the eishu bar. The shach holds eish and bar are not common. That's the shita of the shach. and we need to discuss it. The Ktsais disagrees, the Pesachei Tshuva disagrees, and Rabbi Kiva Eger seems to disagree. So let's learn first Rabbi Kiva Eger, right here next to the Shach and the Pesachei Tshuva. Okay, again, the Nidain is, are Eish and Bar common enough that we should paskin them bizman hazeh? Kedisha Rabbi Kiva Eger, right on the side. So he says, Ayin Shachoyz Beis, Agos HaShri, Nichta B'tzidai. Rabbi Kiva Eger wrote on the side of Shulchan Aruch, Ayin Tokfei Kayin Simches, Chuvish Vos Yaakov, Chelkaz Simen Kofam Edvav. Now he says, look there. What does it say in Yishus Yaakov? We'll see in a minute in the Pesachei Tshuva. He writes, and this is where it's a bit unclear how he's passing it. He says, Rayosai, Yishus Yaakov says in Ishchiyach, not like the Shach. Rayosai, his proof, Behide Peraka Geisel, the Raphram Achbe L'Ravashi, for the case of Raphram and Ravashi, Chios Kvay Terosai Leidok, the Hosom, the Soraf Ashtabi Yadayim, have a mazik be a dayim. That's other mazik. If a person takes a fire and lights something, so the Gemara says that at the time of Rafa and Rav Ashi, they paskined it. It's a riot shliach. So the chilas pleitei rasai loydach the hasam the sarvash da be a dayim. Have a mazik be a dayim. That's other mazik. Pshita the donim is manazeh umazeh in yilaish. That's nothing to do with eish. Now does Rabbi Kiva Eger mean to argue which is Yaakov Lahalacha? You read this, you think, oh, he holds that Eish is not Shliach. Pesachei Tshuva will say, if you read Rabbi Kiva Eger carefully, it's not what he says. He says, Ayin Shlus Yaakov. He says, his Raya from Rafa Merav Ashi is not a Raya. That doesn't mean he's arguing Lahalacha. It's not a Raya, he's arguing Lahalacha. He says, look in the Shlus Yaakov. He says, Raya is not a Raya. But that doesn't sound like he's necessarily arguing with Adina.
The question is, what is the
issue? I'd like to discuss that one second. I just want to tell you that I was at a meeting. It was unrelated to Asian Bar. As a meeting, there were flatbush yeshivas in a meeting. And afterwards, a person came over to me privately, and he asked me, he said, someone is suing him for essentially bar, for something that the person got hurt in the yeshiva building. He said, please speak to him. Tell him I'm willing to go to Besdin, and whatever Besdin says, b'chayev, b'chayev. So I told him, you hold me paskin bar b'zman hazeh? This was the Rosh Yeshiva then. So you paskin bar b'zman hazeh? I saw he had no clue what I was talking about. He said, Shulchan Aruch, the Shach says, you know, paskin bar b'zman hazeh. It's not a commonly learned part of Sanhedrin. It's not one of the Yeshiva Shemesechtes. But it's not clear that we paskin bar b'zman hazeh. The Shas says we don't. Now, the Pesachei Tshuva brings many who argue. And in the Pesachei Tshuva, it's Oiz Beis, which is here, the second wide line. So he brings Chalkim with the Shach. And I'd like to explain why it should be totally in the afterwards. This which he says, Bizman Hazeh, we don't pass Ganeshan Bar. Ayim Bishlus Yaakov. We easy Shlus Yaakov. Shevi Divri Amarachai Vgosa Shriyash Perka Chayvel. Shem Avi Yezri. Kosa Bibshitis Tedon in Dine Eishu Bar Bizman Hazeh. You have a passage that we do pass Ganeshan Eishu Bar. Okay, Shem Marich Kosu Agosa Shri the Mistapkalei. The Eishu Bari gave him Bababel. Umarshal Shab Simin Hei Kasav Lachay Nira Dein Dona Naisim Babel Dole Shkiach. So the Shach is quoting a Marshal. Marshal and the Shach say we don't pass. Kavanasai Kiva Dar Marich Besap Kalei and Kenas Lina Basar Kula Lindetzva. Now this is a rule we're going to deal with. If you're Tavei Ami and it's a Achleikis, I can say Kimli. I want to go with this Shita. I'm going to go to Shita. We don't pass him as man as it. So that's what it says quoting the Hagos HaShri. And this is the Psak of the Marshal, who's our cousin, the Sifra Mishpat Yaakov. Shus Yaakov writes that in his Sefer Mishpat Yaakov Mechiyach, No, don't did the Eshubar. Chemashmois to give the Shas Perak Achaybu. Rustimas Kala Paiskim. The Pesachet Shuva, who's a Malakint, he collects from all the Paiskim. Stimas Kala Paiskim. Kasul Kol Dine Eshubar. Vloisachru Kalal ain't done a Bisman as that. Come on, Beniske Karen. Like Karen, they write when they're done. But Eshubar, they don't write that. Mashma, they're done it. So I said, we do Paskim. Very oid rayas lazer that we do paskin. Umazit chayderly pashit the don and din and elu de eshu bar bizman hazeh. So therefore the shusiyah der pisrei tshuva paskins we are don din. And he is gam betshuvas chavaisiyah at simikos samachtes yuba lekaman shenai ches aliv don gam kein din eish b'maisa shabalafanav. So he says that he could. Now it's a machlekes. Pisrei tshuva says right paskin say yes. What about the Marshal who said you could say Kimli? Says, Ach, Mashkosa Marshal, a love is not there, Yoch Lenfa Lamil, love a, oh, a different time. Yoch Lovely, they said, Kana Begufa Imamainai. And the old world, fires often destroyed whole cities. In the world where everything was made out of wood, and there was no plumbing, it was hard to get water to a fire. Fires destroyed whole cities. The San Francisco fire destroyed much of San Francisco. So it was in places where it's a sakana. If it'll become clear who started this fire that destroyed a lot, it'll come to sakana begufa b'mayna yom p'sheu b'zeh sefasa bar v'leilu. Of course, a place is sakana. We're not going to publicize any dideish, but that's a separate issue. That's not a psak. If it's sakana, it's sakana. But look, if there's no sakana, we do paskin. And the Ksais holds that way as well. So it seems that the Marshal and the Shach are a das yachid among the Achraidim. The Rebbe Kiveger, he's going to say afterwards the Pesachei Tshuva, also seems to hold with Dan Dine Eishu Bar Bizman Hazeh.
How do you say Bar is not Shkriya? Slipping and falling and
both
tripping and it was very common.
But
you should look out. It's not H. How could you say bar is not shkia? Despite
fire insurance that
everything
you do. H is the most common thing. Is there anything more prevalent than H?
So I'll answer you. I have my pet peeve, guys who learn very slowly in Bava Kama. And I get into the second parak. Which they don't. First peck is Tildaf Yazayim, so they don't get right, not even Rubik Kakula. At the end of a whole year of learning Bava Kama, they have no idea what the rules of Eish are. So I want to tell you something about Eish. Just in a minute, Eish is totally not common. And then we have to deal with the Pesachei Tshuva. There's a machlaik in the beginning of the second parak, Isha Misham Mamainai, or Isha Misham Chitza, or Chitzav. Of you choose to pronounce it. Usually Isha Mishum Chitzai. We passed in Isha Mishum Chitzai. Let me tell you what that means. That means if someone lights a fire, and whether he does it, amazing. He goes, God forbid, in someone's house, and he takes a torch to the man's drapes, and the house burns down. God forbid. Or he does it not deliberately. He lights a candle in a place where it causes damage. We pass in Isha Mishum Chitzai. Isha Mishum Chitzai means that's Odom HaMazik. That's a person doing Hezek. If a man takes an arrow and he shoots an arrow and the arrow does damage, that's Odom HaMazik. It's not Chitz HaMazik. Odom HaMazik. He uses a hammer. He uses an arrow. If a man takes a torch, whether he deliberately starts a fire or he lights a fire and it burns something down, so that is Adam HaMazik. So you're going to tell me, so what's Eish? So the Gemara says, Kegayin dekalu loy chitzav. Now, I've told this to people, to even tell me the Chachamim, and they're skeptical, and every time I say it, I look it up again to make sure I know what I'm talking about. So I think I know what I'm talking about. The only case of Eish in the Torah is what the Gemara calls kalu loy chitzav. Literally, his chitzim came to an end. The Gemara says, what's Eish? The only Isha Mishum Chitzim. Only one case. He lights a fire, let's say in his backyard, and there's a wall, a brick wall around the backyard. When he lights the fire, it's not a chetz. It's not going to do any damage. Subsequently, the wall falls down. He breaks the wall down. Let's say the wall falls down, a car comes and knocks down the wall. The car comes and knocks the wall. Now he has his fire in his backyard that he's a shomer on. If the wall gets knocked down and he's able to extinguish the fire and he doesn't, that's Eish. Kolo lechitzav. His lighting is not mazik. The time he lit, it wasn't right to be mazik. Afterwards, the wall fell down. Now, the fire is able to spread. That's Isha. It's like a shard. He has a shard in his backyard. There's a wall. There's nothing. It's safe. The wall falls down. And he's able to corral his animal before it escapes. So in such a case, that's Shara Mazik. The same thing, that's Eisha Mazik. Eisha Mazik, only in the case where when he lit the fire, was not Roy Lahazik. And later, he failed in a Shmira, and it was Mazik.
Why isn't he Pater out Grama?
Every Mamana Mazik is Grama. Every Mamana Mazik. Torah says Yechayiv anyway. Because every Mamana Mazik, if you open the door and let your Shara out, you're just a Grama. But the Torah says that's called Mamana Mazik. Not Adam Mazik, it's Mamana.
Who's the judge? Who's the judge whether he had the ability to stop it? Or
the Bezdin. That's the judge. That's their job. Rav Metzuyas is Meister.
It's his Meister.
If you put something on a roof and Rav Metzuyas will blow it down, then that's, and it damages on the way down, that's Eish. Now it's Adam, Mechitzav, it's Adam. If it's if there's a wall around it, the wall falls down, and later a wind could blow it down. The Gemara says if it's Mazik on the way down, the Gemara says in the first paragraph, it's Davav, that's Eish. If after it lands, it damages, it's Mitarvayu, it's Eish Ubar. Then Ruch Matsuya, you're right, it's Eish. Is Eish. But if it's his Maisa with a Ruch Matsuya, if he lights the fire and Ruch Matsuya is going to spread it, that's Adam Mazik. The same as shooting an arrow. Rosh Eina Matsuya is an Einus. By Rosh Eina Matsuya is an Einus. And if it's Kol Lechitzav, then it's not, then it could be Eish. But if a Rosh Eina Matsuya comes and he could stop it, then it's Eish. If he can't stop it, then it's Eish first. Okay, so that's really the case of Eish. See, here I am. I have this agenda for the last 30 years. Like, I'm the know-it-all. I tell everyone, you have no idea what Eish is. This is the only case of Eish, the Nashkiach. Then I'm reading the Pesachei Tshuva, and he says, look at the Chavis Yair. He passed in Dine Eish. Dine Eish is Matsui. So I'm wrong. Look up the Chavis Yair. But I took up his advice. I looked up the Chavis Yair. It's a short Tshuva. And I'll read you the Chavis Yair. My Tmi on everybody is the Tmi on the Pesachei Tshuva. The Chavis Yair doesn't say what the Pesachei Tshuva says, he says. He says what I say, he says. The whole Pesachei Tshuva is a short Pesachei Tshuva. Right? He says, Shamati, he writes, it must be a relative, I heard that you have a Shiloh with a fire, even though you didn't tell me, Vayadatani Me'ahezek, Shabbat Lecha Ayidei Areach, a guest started a fire in your house, Haragil, a guest that comes to you all the time. So he didn't tell it to me, he writes, why didn't you tell it to me? Yofa Asisa Shloyadatani. Ki b'chotzer esech alitzar. You did the right thing not telling me, because you knew I'll have Agmas Nefesh. But this is the ma'aseh that happened. He had a guest who visits him kamat b'chol chaydish. Why that's important, you'll see in a minute. Shalach l'beis ha'mishta, v'nishtaker. He was his guest. At night he went out and got drunk. He came back to the house. G'shechaz l'beischa, l'cheder mishkavai. When he got back into his bedroom, so he turned on the lights. But there was no electricity. So he lit a candle. So he lit a candle on the table to get dressed, to go to sleep. Shachach l'chabes ner shayva hamishulav v'idichai daylek. So he forgot to light, to put out the candle. Mishulav, what does that mean? A braided candle is that? Ner, he forgot to put out ner shayva hamishulav v'idichai, he let it burn on the candle. V'nisraf hamachas al ha-shulchan. So it burnt down. First it ignited the tablecloth. Then im ha-shulchan. After the tablecloth burnt, the table burnt. V'argash ha-klilavan. And then it burnt your storage area where you keep your linen, it sounds like. Ukamach lo nisrav gam hu. And he almost got burnt also. So that's a shayla. The fellow lit a candle and he burnt it. So he tells this person, if you listen to me, take him to Din Torah. He will go out of Bez Din Chayiv. He said he's going to go. That is what the Pesach Teshuva says. He sees. He says that we can be Dan Din Ayesh. He says because Adam Mu'ud La'ilam. The parish Melisaske Noyda Etzlecha. If he's going to stop visiting you, Lifresh, let him stop visiting you. V'lo Yifresh, and if he won't stop visiting you, sounds like let him keep on coming. Yizor Lahaba, he'll know to be careful in the future. This is what he tells him to Paskin, because Adam would lie. He tells him, now apparently the person was reluctant to go to the Tatra. Says, Kamaisa Shahaya, Sha'oshir Reb Pliny. Oshir, this wealthy man, Hayadu Allah, you know who he is. Bala Dainim Shifchasai. His maid started a fire in the house. Shizirais Akama Pavishlai Tagdal Hamadura Bitaner. He warned her many times that she shouldn't be lazy. She shouldn't put a lot of wood into the oven. I guess her job was to keep the oven full of wood, so she put in too much. Tanabe Sachairev. And she didn't. I'm sorry. It's two sides. I have it on the bottom. V'lei yishkicha. She didn't listen. V'necha shalevis b'teich ha-tana be'itzim shalpi ha-tana. The fire in the oven got so big, it ignited the wood that's outside the fire. V'nisuf like tzas klibayis le'or shisha rot. Certain value of kelim got destroyed. V'nischai v'ashifcha l'shalim. K'laitana rak shashokcha. She said, I forgot. And she, the psak was chayiv. And Tevea took the psak. He said, everyone's matmiya. You have this rich man and this poor maid. Why is he taking the din? Why does a rich man take a poor for a few dollars? Kala Tevea, kala shemim tamu ala Tevea. Nitzvalim shivchasai haaniya. He was shmachubiz and nadiv. He's a wealthy man. He said, ki aradayin asma yishalai azar. The dayin passed. Then he asked him, why are you a rich guy? Why are you taking this poor shivcha to din? The heishiv, he answered. Chalila loy levak shmim in a dover. He said, I'm not going to take a penny from her. Raf lavchida lahaba. And she continues working in his house. He wants to scare her for the future. Shetizar b'zevetishma v'lasi sezekos b'ibadai nishviras kelim. He says, that's why he took her to din. V'cheni yasra shigam ata tasekein. That's the end of the truth. So you should do the same thing. So Zakta Pisrei Tshuva, you see, they were Dan Din Ayesh. I don't know if Pisrei Tshuva made such an amaratzish mistake. It wasn't Din Ayesh, it was Din Adam. Din Adam Amazik. I'll prove it to you.
It's not called Lachitzos.
What?
It's not called Lachitzos.
It's not called Lachitzos. Maybe I'm making a mistake. Maybe I'm wrong about Ayesh. Everyone knows there's a rule, Adam Uud La'ilam. Adam Uud La'ilam is only Adam HaMazik. When a person does Hezik. Mamein HaMazik. There's no rule of Adam Uud La'ilam. There's no rule that a person is a Mu'ud on Adam HaMazik. In Aynis on Adam, it's a Mishnah, it's the first Mishnah. What? Mamein HaMazik, there's no rule of Adam Uud La'ilam. The Mishnah, and everyone learns, the first Mishnah of the sixth parak, it says, by Shar, it says, a listim broke open the door of your barn. They broke open the door, and they left. And your animal's in the barn, and it gets out. And it gets out, and it does damage. You're potter. You're an inus. You're potter. Even Rakh Mitzuya knocks down the door. Even if you have, the Gemara says, if a dog digs under That's normal. Yechayiv. If a shor dug digs under and gets out, you're an oinus. It's not normal for a shvarim to dig their way out. So you're an oinus and you're potter. Not only that, it says even if you notice the barn door was broken open, it's the middle of the night. Well, now you don't go looking for your shor. You go to sleep. You look for him in the morning. He does damage. You're also potter. It's also an oinus. It's kedinatri and cheap. People don't go looking for the shor in the middle of the night. Certainly in the world where there were no lights.
You hire a thief. You're not responsible.
My point is this. Adam amazik, we say Adam ud laila. By Maman amazik, there's no Adam ud laila. It's a mistake that people have. Adam ud laila is only Adam amazik and not Shara amazik. There's no makloikis. Everyone agrees. He writes here that your guest that got drunk and let it burn is chayiv ki Adam ud laila. Believe suffer. Whatever he's going to tie in Adam Ud Laila. Well, tie an Inus. He was drunk. He fell asleep. I don't know if that's an Inus anyway. It sounds like Tfilas Ibn Shiva is an Inus. But anyway, Adam Ud Laila, he's talking about Adam Amazik. He's not talking about Eish Amaz. So it's a Pella, the way the Pesachei Tshuva brings it. Unless the Pesachei Tshuva means, overall, fire damages the Shriach. So even if you have a case of Chol Echitzav, you have to be done. It's not a... It's not words. The Shah says Eish in Bara not Shchiyach. So he's right. Eish, the way we pass in Eish is not Shchiyach.
Rebbe, so,
yeah.
I have a very Baal Batisha comment.
Usually do.
Yeah. And it's a support to Chaim Shatner, who's beyond. He's above and beyond. Eish is one of the Avos that's listed in the Mishnah. Eish is an Av Malka. So we're saying Eish that's listed as a primary is not Shchiyach? We're
regaling into not Shriach. Keren is also not Shriach. Yeah. Right. Keren is only not
Shriach. That's the definition.
What?
The definition of Keren is not
Shriach. The definition of Keren is not Shriach. It's a Shar the Karma. It says Shar. But the. Anyway, to me, it's a double Pella. The Pesachei Tshuva is right from the Chaves Yair. There's the whole Chaves Yair. I didn't skip any of it. Simikor Samach Tes, a double Pella. So. Putting that aside, that's Eish. Now, Bar, what?
I'm so lost. If we hire a thief, you hire somebody who's got him, and he causes damage. Who's responsible?
B'dinei Adam Yepater. If you hire a ganav, Ein Shliach Levar Aveira. He's chayiv, and you're pater. Ein Shliach Levar Aveira.
Is it because of Ein Shliach Levar Aveira, or because of Eish?
There's nothing to do with Eish. Hiring a ganav is not Eish. Even if you hire someone to light a fire to burn down someone's house, it's not chayiv. There's a sugya of Yad Poel Ki Yad Rabbi, which questions how far it goes.
The benefit by having the fire damages, you get the shot.
What the benefit is?
No, he didn't hire somebody so that he would have the insurance would come to his own house. You got somebody
who doesn't have. B'dinei Adam, the Shliach Dvar Aveira, your pater. Your pater, Dinei Adam, is no Shliach, if it's Dvar Aveira, Shliach is pater. Dinei Shemayim, of course, he caused it. Even if a person hires someone to murder someone, he's not Chayim. Dinei Shemayim, but not B'dinei.
But in common law, he is.
What?
In common law, he is.
Common
law. Secular law.
Secular law. Okay, I'm learning secular law. Now, that's Eish. What about Bar? So the question was, what about Bar? So, again, you have to know. Someone leaves a briefcase in the aisle. And someone walks by, trips, and bangs his head on the floor, chas v'shalom, and gets hurt. That's not bar. Bar is only, that's called karka olam zikasa. He got damaged in the karka olam, the karka of the, maybe a grama, it's not a garmi, maybe a grama. What? Maybe if you do it deliberately, it's lifting a lot of lifnei. The only time bar is chayiv is if the damage was in the bar. Somebody hurt himself, he banged his head in the briefcase. He hurt himself in the object that was there. If a person leaves a car blocking a place where it's dark. A person walks and he bangs into the car and he gashes his head. That's bar. Bar is that the bar damaged the person. But now, is it common? I guess that's the machlaik, you see how common it is. But I think it's as common as a person hitting somebody. But that's a dispute here about bar.
So what is that? What is that? As if you leave something and someone trips on
it? It's a grama. It's a grama. Kach elam is ikase. The Gemara says he potter. Like it's Rabbi Shmuel, but Hilchik Shmuel the Mamayna. And we paskin that Tani Bar Mishum Havloi, actually. You have to be Mishum Havloi, Mishum Chabotai. He says Chabotai, Karka Lo Mizik Kosim.
So let's ask the question. Why didn't everybody
go to Shabbat? So I don't know. I seem to be wrong.
What was the question?
The question was, the way I'm teaching Eish is taka very uncommon. So why does everybody disagree with the Shach who says it's uncommon? Why does everyone say it is common? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I was wrong once before. My wife always reminds me that time I was wrong. But I may be wrong. Look it up. I don't know. Go to the last Siman of Shulchan Aruch and learn Eish. I don't know.
So there's one pass, another for the Kimli.
That's the dispute here, if you could say Kimli on that. Now, Bar, so I want to tell you an interesting dintaira that took place recently. Again, both sides were Bishalom, and they just wanted to know what the halach is. And you have to be patient, because you're going to... let's see. You may not like it, but tough. You know, I should tell you. Tell you my opinion. I told them, you know, tough luck. You came to me. I'll tell you what I think. But the Maaseh Shalya was like this. Somebody merged into a lane of traffic, and they actually brought me a video of the merging. They got from a nearby store a picture. They both agreed the video was true, and he merged in. It was a merge that was not so visible. It was usually a merge from the right side, just empty from the left side, and whatever it was. So somebody merged into the lane, naturally at a relatively slow speed. The highway, the road, everything was going faster. Now for video, you can't tell how fast, but you see all the cars going. They're all going quickly. Then you see this guy merge, and he's going slowly. And then the car that's coming fast banged into him from the back. Knocked into him in the back. So the fellow behind him is Teveya, the person in front of him, for being mazik him, for causing damage to his car by merging in very slowly without adequate care. He's supposed to take the right of way is to the person driving and not to the person merging. Person merging, tiny, like the speed limit was 50, you're going more than 50, everyone goes more than 50.
Was there a sign merging traffic?
Sure.
It was merging traffic. There was no Shiloh, it was merging traffic. He didn't need a sign. He was actually pulling out of a parking lot of a store, of a mall. And it was clearly merging traffic. Whether he passed the double yellow line or not, I don't know. It didn't come up. But he merged in. And what?
Both were from.
They're from, very Erlich. I try not to get involved in Dinei Torah where it's not, where people are at each other's throats.
So the person merging should have seen the car.
He definitely should have been more careful. He should have seen the car.
He should have judged that. You know,
he should have, definitely should have. But he didn't.
Who was being
Kaveh? What?
Who was being Kaveh?
So the car that had right of way was Teveya, the car that merged in. He had the greater damage. The other car was basically the bumper, and his car was a more expensive car, all plastic, and it had damage. The one in front, I don't know, he wasn't Teveya. The one that banged into him was there. So I told them that the one in front was Bar. with Barb. Let's say I parked my car on the highway. Say he would have merged in, parked his car, and gone home. And a car comes speeding down and bangs into it. Why the magic is there? It's Barb. If he parked, it would be Barb. If he's driving slowly, it's Barb. Bar is Pater and Kalim. Shavala Yadam, Chamar Vala Kalim. Says Chamar is Pater al Kalim. So he did damage to Kalim. He's Pater min Adin. Now, the Dini Shemaim, I'll talk about in a minute what we do. But I said, Meikar Adin is Pater. Now, I told the Teveya, I know you're going to be very upset. Because everyone's upset when they hear that. But I know you came. You spoke to people, and they told you it's a fair shikamara. You know, I heard them talking. It is a fair shikamara. Zaba b'chavisai, v'zaba b'kairasai. It's fair shikamara. The two people are traveling in the street. One person is carrying a barrel of wine, and one person is carrying a beam, a heavy beam. So it says b'feirish that if he stops in a way that's not normal, he doesn't signal, as I'll say. Now, before they have blinker lights, I don't know how you signal, but he didn't signal. He does a short stop. And the person behind him crashes in, not like, I think, traffic law may be today, but if he does a short stop and the person bangs into him, the kairos chayiv on the chavis. So it's the beferish gemara. The person in front stops, and the one bangs into him, he's chayiv to pay. So you're going to tell me that I missed the beferish gemara? So I explained to him. The Mefarshim ask on that Gemara, why isn't it bar? Why isn't it bar? It's Pater and Kalim. Mefarshim asked the question. Pnei Yeshua answers. The reason it's not bar, he says something which, if the person wasn't holding it, would not have done damage. Not have done that damage. A man carrying a kaira, it was only able to damage the chavis the way it did because the person was holding it up. So its potential to do that type of damage was caused by Adam. So that's Adam Amazik. It's Chayav on Kelo. If it's something which the person wasn't there, it would stand on the floor anyway, like a wagon, then it would be bar. Then it would be bar. It wouldn't be. That's what Yeshua says to Befeirish. So I told him, it's based on the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua is the only Achrayin that says a clear teretz on the question. Pnei Yeshua is 1600s, it goes back. And that's why I told him that Kfiyani has died here. Maybe you're wrong, but that is bar. And therefore, it would be Pater and Kehl.
But that guy in the front, instinctively, he probably hit the bricks.
Why?
He probably, I think he was speeding up as the guy hit.
Speeded up when he got hit?
When he got hit.
When he got hit.
I don't know. But before he realized he was hit, I would hope he was pushing the gas pedal. There are people, new drivers, who merge, switch lanes on the brakes, which is, of course, which might make it more
other than that. Would it change the halacha if in fact he did?
Probably not, because it can't be worse than if he parked the car there. If he stopped the car totally, everyone would agree it's bar. It's hard to make it worse if it's at least moving in the opposite direction of the nizig. It's very, very hard.
What?
And that's sugya. I don't remember. I'm sorry. Park car is not the same thing. Park
car, you can see from 500 yards away. Moving in, he has like 100 yards.
It may be true, but if he had moved in and stopped the car totally, everyone would agree it's far. Right? If he had done that, the guy's speeding, and then he dropped the bar right there while the guy's speeding, you couldn't see it. Anyway, I told him, when we started, I told him, I really don't know Cheshemish, but, you know, if you know a little bit, then everyone knows nothing, so people think you know something. I told him, the only thing I guarantee you, is that I have no negiyas. If you're right or you're right. I don't know you, I don't know you. And I can't guarantee anything else. What?
David Melech would have paid the bill. He didn't have
enough. No, David would not. The Gemara says the opposite. The Gemara says, when Asher and Ani came, he passed in din emes lamitai. And they walked out of Bezdin, he gave money to the Ani. So Mefarshim asked, so why did he bother wasting his time passing? Why didn't he just give the money? So it's a din has to be a din. You have to paskin. It's usur in din to be it's usur to favor the poor person. And afterwards you're allowed to. I didn't give him money afterwards. But there's a zaita getumo by bar pata mishum kelim. It's a tumo. If there's no logic to it. Why is bar pata on kelim? I always dramatize it to my class. There a bunch of guys went one night with a jackhammer to Ocean Parkway, and they drilled this big hole in the middle of Ocean Parkway. They stood on the side laughing, and a guy comes with his expensive car. He crashes into the hole, and the car is totaled, and he comes to them, he says, you gotta pay. And they say, Boris Potter and Caleb. And they're right, they're Potter. They're not right for what they did, but they're Potter and Caleb. It's a chayk, we don't understand it. So Shaila is, are you supposed to pay Bidei Shamayim? Are you supposed to? So I like to relate that I once flew one of the Sapless boys got married in Cleveland.
Yeah,
Yitzhak. How many years ago? Over 30 years ago. So over there, I flew to Cleveland for Yitzhak's wedding, together with Revival Cohn, and with Rav Schwartzman came from Eretz Yisrael, Rav Schwartzman. We were on the plane together. On the plane, I sat next to Revival. Schwartzman was a different lane, but in the car on the way, I asked him the shayla. I asked him, if I have a masik of bar, do you have to? Are you supposed to pay anyway? So, Rav Schwartzman said that you don't have to pay. The Torah says you're potter. You're potter, finished. Rav Schwartzman said, I have to think about it. Here's what Rav Schwartzman said, you do have to pay. There's a Ramban. The Ramban says that the Torah can't write all the halachas, possibly. The Torah leaves it to people to be done, kafi, whatever is Yashra Sa'adah. That person thinks that, so Schwartzman said, what do you mean? That's talking about things that don't say befeirish. This says befeirish. So they got into it, something of an argument over this prat. The truth is that there are chalukei dayos. I think we're Baruch Be'er quotes Reb Chaim that says, the Reb Chaim said, why is it usur? Why are you not allowed to dig a hole? And people will come and break their car in it. You'll be put there. What does it say in the Torah? Lo Yazik says a Mazik is chayav to pay. So the same thing is Reb Chaim. That when the Torah has a parasha of Nizik and it's understood that it's Osir. That Bidei Shemayim is certainly there's an Isir. And that a person is not allowed to do it. And it seems someday you chayav Bidei Shemayim. There are others. The first cycler in Bava Kama talks about.
Doesn't the bar have to be stationary in one place?
No. The bar, as long as a place where it'll do a hezek, it's still a bar. So it does. One of the characters of bar is that the nizik came to the bar.
Right.
Now the bar that it's the only mazik that is not hailachu mazik.
What's a moving bar? What's a moving bar?
This car. If I say it's a bar. It's a
self-driving car.
Okay, anyway, this is bar. So is bar shchiyach? Judge for yourself with bar shchiyach. What? So bidei shamayim, the hanhog of bezdin, we're going to have it in the Ramah soon, is mechayev something. Whereas bidei shamayim is to try to make some type of pshara between them. They're reasonable to make some type of a pshara and, that's
how
the way Rav Palm understood Bidei Shemayim means is a moral obligation to pay. I once had Rav Yitzchak Kizvi was still alive. He had two mispalim, had a sif and dine mamin. He didn't want to get involved with his own mispalim, so he sent them here. So they presented the shaila. And I told the Nitva that he has to pay. They has to pay. So afterwards, when the next time I met Rabbi Yitzchak, we were good friends. We used to learn Mechabrusa every summer. So we used to eat by each other's homes. Rabbi Yitzchak said, isn't it a case of Chai B'dinei Shemayim and Pata B'dinei Adam? I told him yes. But that I have a Messiah from Rav Palm that when it says Chaya Bedine Shamayim in Shulchan Aruch, if two people ask you, you tell them to pay. If the person doesn't want to go to din and you teveya him and you send him a hazmana and you force him to come, then you have to pass it only dinei adam. But if people come, they're coming to do what the right thing is. It says Befesh Shulchan Aruch Gramas Chaya Bedine Shamayim. That's what Rapam told me, that you're paskin the Dinei Shemayim for some.
The Drash HaSaram quotes the machlokas between the Masifta Derekia and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's in the end of the Bava Metzia. So is it, when you're saying Chayav Dinei Shemayim, there's a psak in the Masifta Derekia that you have to follow, or it's just the right thing to do?
That Gemara is something totally different.
Yeah.
They argued if the Shnei Saris come before the Nega, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu Aymer Tomei, and the Masifta Derekia said Chayav, and yes, the Mishua was it?
Bravo.
They asked, no, it was a Tana, I think.
Rabbi Baruch Nachman?
Was it Rabbi Baruch?
Rabbi Baruch Nachman.
Okay. And they asked him, and Yotzin Shvasi Betara, I think he said Tar, and we passed on him. But that's not Chayav Dinei Shemayim. Dinei Shemayim doesn't mean I got it to Gemara, it's Chayav Dinei Shemayim. It means the Shulchan Aruch.
The Masifta Derekia was one of the Baalei Plukta.
There's nothing to do with Halacha. Whatever goes on, Masifta Derekia has zero to do with Halacha. Okay, anyway, let's return to the Shulchan Aruch. So this is Eishin Bar, which it's a Shiloh with Dab Bizman Azeh. At bottom line on the first side, Tebeim Meshachav LeBechavrita, Oi, turning the page, Oi Devarim Sha'in Bahem Chisarikis, Avishay Mitsuyim, or even somebody that's Matsui, but there is no Chisarikis, Kigain, Teshlumi Kefil. Seems stealing was the ganed is common. Kefil is only if you do it in front of him, right? Okay, teshlumei kefil. Okay, kolak nosa shekotzu chachamin. Ketekeh lechaveiroi. The Rambam says, tekeh lechaveiroi shetekeh bekoil. Pazdo yim avisa. You scare him. Kestoiter es chaveiroi. You slap someone. Kekala mishalom yaisi mashahizik. Ishi mishalom chatzi nezek. Or Karen, the Peschatzi Nezek. Ain't done an Isai Ella Mumchin, Hasmuchin Beretz Yisrael. That only Mumchin Hasmuchin Beretz Yisrael Paskin. Chutz, Mechatzi Nezek Tzrei Reis, Shumam in the Knas, except for Chatzi Nezek Tzrei Reis, that's a type of regal. That's, an only Peschatzi Nezek, Alam Shem Sinai. But it's Mamin, it's not a Knas. But otherwise, all these other dinim, we don't Paskin. Now, what does it mean, Bezdash Hasmuchin? Smates. It's in the wide lines, about 6-7 lines down. Yeah. What a smuchin. The Rambam Reish Pelag Dal the Sanhedrin. Bevor the lashon smicha. Smicha means leaning on him. Now the question is, do you have to do smicha today? He says no. Lashon smicha nispashim emashchaz b'tayra b'moshim Yeshua. V'yismach yadav alav v'yitzaveyum. Chenotzlus kainim. Moshe Rabbeinu did a physical smicha. He leaned his hands on him. V'al yidei zeh shara shchina aleihem. And then at the shchina shara sa shchina aleihem. V'asmicha l'dayreis lo yhoisai yidei smichas yad. He says, not true that l'dayreis you have to do about leaning with your hand. Ela shekailin lo rebi. You officially designate him as a bar smicha. You call him Rebbe. Omer malai hare at samuch. We have a klal in Shas. It says Rebbe someone he had smicha. If it says like Ben Azai, he didn't have smicha, or others, Shmuel didn't have smicha. Shkai lai Rebbe, but Omer malai hare at samuch. And you say you are hereby have smicha. V'yeshu rechash laden afilu dinei knasas. Umepnei. Shekala nismach yitzvicha liya smuchin davka ve'echara nismach ish mepiyish ad Yeshua shenismach biyad. He had to go back to Yeshua at smicha biyad kamishkos of a Rambam shom. Now the parenthesis here is that famous tumul of the Rambam imloy v'sasav kol chach v'yaretz Yisrael yachad. It seems the smach is paskening this way. He's saying unless the chach v'yaretz get together and give someone smicha, then you can revive the old smicha. Otherwise, it has to be straight. Pshemachi nikra smicha. You don't need smicha bizman hazeh. It's called smicha. Vayimber Rivash. The Rivash was a Sfardi. Rivash, I think, was a Talmud of the Nuki Yosef. So Simereisha and Al of Kasher Shon. Even smicha shenayig me'ashkenazim. He blames it on us. The meaning that we, Ashkenazim, we call it smicha. All the yeshivas today, they said he gives smicha. That's why the Machabe says Mumchin Asaimchin. Mafuke this Ashkenaz Smicha that we give Bizman Azeh. Ad Ein Saimchin Zechein in Bechutz Lares. Filia he has Saimchin for Eretz Yisrael and this Lap Bechutz Lares. Koshkin Ipcha. Ad Bezin Shnis Lu Beretz Yisrael and Yatsu Bechutz Lares. Harei Heim Don Adin Eklaz Bechutz Lares. Until you read the Ram, until he says, if you got Smicha in Eretz Yisrael, you can be down in Bechutz Lares. But basically, you say there's no smicha bizman hazeh. It's fascinating. The first Shuvah Nigras Meisha Chayshem Mishmer, the letter to Rav Herzog in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Herzog, and then there was talk about reviving the smicha in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Maimon, who was the first minister of religion in 48, wanted to revive the Sanhedrin. He wanted to revive the smicha in the Sanhedrin. So Rav Meisha there has a letter to Rav Herzog. He doesn't go into the politics of it. Just Rav Herzog said, not like the Sma, that smicha should be smicha biyad. And if we revive the smicha, it should be smicha biyad. And he brings a raya. So he brings, Rav Herzog's letter is not there for Rav Moshe's answer. You see, his raya is, Rehuda ben Bava obviously did some ceremony of smicha. Says he took his five talmidim. If smicha is just saying, they're mumchin, they kapaskin. So what does it mean? A ceremony of smicha. So he went to a place that was between two cities and he did it. It's a raya that there is a smicha.
But he has to start somewhere.
So, well, he reviewed it, but Baba had smicha though, an unbroken smicha.
Then, but now.
So one second. So now we're going to revive it and we'll get Yana smicha back. So then it should be the same way. So Moshe writes, it's true. Smicha, it's not just saying he's a Talmid Chacham. There's some ceremony of Karim Rebbe. It has to be done in an official way. But it doesn't mean it has to be smicha biyad. And it means the svar that smicha biyad, the Lashon Rambam, the smicha biyad is not the virus. But it seems they do entertain the possibility of smicha. Lamai said they didn't do it because who's going to agree who's royal smicha? You know, if they're going to have a Lubavitcher, then the Samar will say not royal smicha. If they don't have a Lubavitcher, Lubavitcher will say that's no good. And not Dafka Lubavitch, and there are plenty of people that would be what? That oh, they did the time of the Alshech and the Rebbe Rav and the Rebbe Leib. They had an argument. This Kuntres Asmicha is published. To give a share on that is a whole story. But anyway, so Ad Kan Sif Aleph, we continue with Sif Bet.